So we'll get started. So could you please share your full name, date and place of birth, and how long you have lived or worked in the East Central neighborhood?
Yeah, okay. Tommy Lee Fletcher. Date and place of birth is Wilma, Arkansas.
So when did you move to East Central?
I came out of Arkansas in 1948-49, during that hard, cold winter. So I've been around in this neighborhood here just pretty much most of my life.
What are some of your earliest memories of this area?
Earliest memories of... Well, I tell you, it wasn't very pleasant. The people didn't quite want to accept us as a color. I'll tell the truth about it. But I stayed in my place and kind of worked it over. That's some of the things. I went into several places and was refused service, stuff like that. So that's why I'm saying they didn't quite want to accept it. That's a sad part of it.
Okay. What are some important organizations in this neighborhood, like parks or businesses or churches? What are some of the important ones in this area?
There's not too much in this area. Let's see. Right over here on Maryland, that's pretty close in this area. I was a member of the Morning Star Baptist Church there, baptized in the Spokane River in 1953. Spent 53 years in that church services, and that was about it. So there wasn't too much other thing going on. A few little grocery stores around here, there.
What about leaders? Have there been any important leaders out of the East Central community?
No, that's something that we're short of. We need that even now. We need some leadership in this central community. In fact, there was one church, the New Hope Baptist Church. They had a meeting here just last month discussing these items, that we need leadership in this community that we don't have.
Mm-hmm. How have you seen the neighborhood change over time?
Over time, it's... It has changed, but not 100%. I say that. There we run into a few snags once in a while because we, I guess, run into some people from various parts of the country, and they still have the idea that they are number one and that's it. Yeah, but I live next door to a guy, and he often tells me, he says, keep your nose clean. So that's what I did. I got along with everybody by keeping my nose clean. And so I reached the age of 85 years old. Never been into a fight my whole life. And actually, I haven't been put in jail, so I kept my nose clean.
Can you describe this neighborhood before the construction of the I-90 freeway? How was it different before the construction?
It was quite difficult. I'm going to have to tell you like it is. We got Division Street of Sprague Avenue, Sprague Avenue, 7th Avenue. And over the years, from Division Street, Seventh Avenue, Sprague Avenue, we had an era that we could live in from Division to, I think it's maybe Altamont, which I moved here on 220 South Road back in 1970. We wasn't even allowed to buy property in this era. We had this little strip. We couldn't buy a house on South Hill because of color. Now that went on for many years, and those two things didn't change very much until President Kennedy was assassinated. He had a list on his desk, civil rights. President Johnson, he was the vice, he took over, so he had to sign that civil rights bill, 1964. Then things began to change a little. But like I say, it still goes on to an extent, but it's somewhat better than what it used to be.
Have you had any discussions with other people about the I-90 freeway and how it's affected this neighborhood?
No, nobody complained about it. The department bought out, I believe, 237 pieces of property from Liberty Park up to Havana, and I never heard any complaints of the people about the highway department. Was very, they treated us right. And I'm going to tell you this: I bought that little place on Rebecca in 1970, paid of $14,500 for it. Stayed there for 37 years. The highway department came in and gave me $147,000. So they treated us right. Although they didn't just come along and take out our property. They was very fair with us. They offered us many options. They could move us, so we moved by the cell or whatever. So they allowed me $7,000 to move myself. And I have a number of kids, grandkids. I have a whole family to move me, help me move. So that's one good thing that happened to me.
So during that construction, when the highway crew was coming in, how did that impact everybody? You talked about how they reimbursed you for your house. How did it work for the community as a whole?
Well, I see that we can't stop progress. We needed the freeway. So it was pretty congested before the freeway because we had a couple of streets. One was west and one was east, two lanes. So I think we came out very good by having the freeway to gets the traffic through the city.
What are some of the positive and negative impacts of the I-90 freeway?
I don't find any, the positive, I think it's very good. It's something that we need. And this is not as bad as Seattle, but it's going to help a lot.
Do you have any interesting facts or other things you'd like people to know about the East Central community?
What we should know is take this as a community. that people come together and be a community. But I find that in many cases, some people say, well, I'm doing okay, I don't want to get involved with them or whatever, but that's not the way I would expect it. I think it should be what it sounds like, a community. Because we have a number of people in need for some help, and they go various places trying to get help, which if we had a good community, everything would work great in the community. But like I say, everybody seems like that they're doing okay, and they say, heck with you.